that music, that means it's time for Pensacola Morning News to get Lisa Newell on, the editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good to be back. So what is going on in the Gulf Breeze News this week that we need to know about?
Well, I was kind of shocked to find out today that it's August 1st. How did that happen? I just don't understand. Yeah. And that means that so many things are happening right now. Suddenly we're into high gear with, of course, we have our election season coming up. One of the big issues that's going is the City Council of Gulf Breeze has four seats that are in a play. The mayor, Terry Fitch, is stepping down. Tom Nail is not seeking re-election. J.B. Schluter, who is one of the council members, has announced that he is going to run for mayor. And then we have got Brittany Simpson, who took over for Todd Torgerson. Her seat is also up for re-election because she just finished out his term. So there are four seats up for grabs. We do have an announcement that there's one person who has filed or expressed their intention to run, and that is Tim Burr. So that means there's quite a bit of opportunity available on the Gulf Breeze City Council this year. And that job pays a whopping $1 per year. So
really?
You're not going to get wealthy doing that job. But it's more of a volunteer position. But so far, they've been very fortunate to constantly have enough people who want to do the job to take care of the city.
I didn't realize it only paid a dollar. I'd never heard that before. So I wonder why they're doing any kind
of
compensation.
Kind of a shock.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. We also have a story about the Pensacola State College. Every year they do a production, and they invite all the kids from all the area schools or home schools to participate. And so they really don't know until they see how many people show up what kind of a production to do. So they kind of keep it to where they have lots of roles for people to do all kinds of things. And there are two Gulf Breeze kids who are in there taking some of the bigger roles. But it's a great opportunity for anyone who has any interest in theater to just get involved and meet some other kids from around the area and, to put on a production. So this is the last weekend that we're going to have that play. So I encourage anyone who wants to go to get their tickets. It's the play is State Fair. So I've heard of that play many times. So it's going to be fun. Another story we're working on is we're so proud to announce that Santa Rosa School District got another A. They improved in a lot of different areas, and so, of course, that is always good news to hear that your school system is doing well. And also, they are the envy of a lot of other school districts, so congratulations to everyone who make that happen, our administrators, teachers, parents, and don't forget the students. They're the ones who actually took the test, so they did a great job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're the ones that have to still do it.
That's right. You've heard of therapy dogs, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a therapy cat? Therapy cat. Well, there is
no.
A man.
Sounds like scary therapy.
Yeah, most cats are kind of skittish, but this cat is very unique. He is a Maine Coon. They are very large. This cat weighs 18 and a half pounds. It's 49 inches long. I mean, that is a giant cat. And his owner, Wayne Epley, has been taking him around to different areas for senior citizens and hospitals and things like that so that this cat can just love on people. It's a very, very loving, loving cat. And it just gives everybody so much joy. It's through a program called Love on a Leash. And it's just a really interesting story to see this beautiful cat. And when you see the pictures in the paper of people holding this cat, it looks like a toddler. It's a very large cat.
Wow.
And apparently a very sweet-natured cat. Yes. So that's
so it's more like a big
story.
Stuffed animal that happens to move. That's what it sounds like.
It's a big purr. It has, the
purr, that's right,
and all that stuff. So, it's a really, really cool. Of course, we do have.
But Lisa, we got to get a traffic report here real quick. We'll come back here and give us the last couple of things you got going on. So let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Austin.
All right. Luckily, it seems like I can keep it brief here. We do have some backups on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling southbound towards Burgess Road. Also have a little bit of backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Palafox Street and approaching I-110. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. Bobby?
All right. Lisa, what's the last couple things we got in the Gulf Breeze news this week?
Well, so school is starting on the 12th, but that means that right now there is a school, there's a tax-free holiday for shopping. Also, I believe that the seniors are going to be paying their parking spaces at the high school. And, of course, football season is also starting its practices, so that's another exciting part. We do have Splash Inside. Splash is our monthly entertainment magazine. Shopping,
oh, yeah,
dining,
that's right.
Fishing, everything to do is big calendar events. So look inside there. There's some great stories about, about fishing, about right now the reef donkeys are biting, which is the amberjack. And also there's a new living museum that has opened out in Beulah right by the Navy Federal Campus. And you have to get reservations to go there. So it's really cool. I definitely want to put that on my list as something to do. But lots of other things are in Splash as well. And, of course, we just get ready to enjoy the last few weeks of summer because when school starts, it seems like everything gets really, really busy.
Well, so once again, Lisa, where can people pick up the Gulf Breeze news?
So Gulf Breeze news is available at a lot of different restaurants, shops, visitor centers, gas stations. We also encourage you to read it online. We are online at news.gulfbreezenews.com. You can subscribe there and have it delivered to your home every week. And of course, Splash is all over from the State Line Visitor Center all the way to Navarre. And so that's free to pick up all throughout the month. And we are looking forward to a great month of lots of fun. And I just hope to see everyone in the breeze.